This is the Improve Your Online Presence podcast by Ogle Web Design. This show is a part of my mission to help small businesses embrace technology and achieve success online. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Improve Your Online Presence podcast. My name is Kyle Van Dusen. Today we're actually going to be going through a question that was sent directly to me from one of my customers. And since then, not only have I answered their question, but I worked with them to implement a solution to solve the problem they were having. And because this was such a good and easy idea to implement, I wanted to come back here and share it with everyone. So here's the question that they asked. On blog posts, is there a way to show the date the blog was published, and then additionally, if the blog was updated, also display the date it was updated? So essentially what they're wanting to do is display not only the published date, but also the date the article was last updated. And I want to discuss three reasons why I think this is a really great question for us to look at. First, updating posts instead of writing new posts is actually a really good thing for Google. Second, it's a really good thing for your visitors. And lastly, it's actually a really good thing for you. And best of all, it's a really easy solution to implement on your website that can save you time, it can improve your rankings, and it can also improve your reputation. So let's go ahead and dive into each of the three reasons a little bit deeper. So first, why is this a good thing for Google? Well, Google's algorithm actually works in many ways. In fact, there are hundreds of factors Google considers when they're deciding where and how they're going to rank a piece of content in their search results. Within those factors, there are several reasons why updating content is actually more beneficial sometimes than writing new content. First of all, over time, pages or posts or content on your website start to gain authority. And what I mean by this is that over time, Google sees people visiting the page and reading the page and people linking to the page. And each time these things happen, Google trusts your article more. And the longer something has been published online, the more time it's had to build authority. Now, of course, your content still needs to be good, but generally speaking, an article that's been around longer will have more authority than a new one if all things else are equal. Additionally, Google is also looking at when a page has been updated. Through some specific markup language called schema, which is just something search engines read, you can actually tell Google when information has been updated. When Google sees that you're going back through your old posts and updating them and making them fresh, they're going to have more trust that your article is relevant because it sees that you're actively working on that post and improving it over time. So next, let's look at why this is actually really good for your website visitors too. Now, don't you hate it when you go online and find wrong information on somebody's website? You might show up to a store and something's a completely different price than they said it was online, and it's just because they didn't update that information on the website. Or you might get to the store and they're not even open because their hours have changed and they didn't tell anybody. And the one that happens to me all the time is I go look up a brand new restaurant and I've looked at their menu online, and when I get there, everything's completely different. The prices, the menu, everything's changed. And if customers are getting outdated content from your website, they're going to be frustrated by it. So by showing that you've updated your blog post or content on your website, by displaying the date that it was last updated, you're really showing visitors that you're still engaged and on top of things with your website and that they can trust the information on your website. The last updated date is really a trust factor in this case. And lastly, let's look at why I think this is actually a really good thing for you as well. You know, it's a whole lot easier to comb through an old article and just update the pieces that are out of date rather than to go back through and write an entirely new article. Of course, some blog posts might take you more time than others. There might be more things that are out of date, or just going back through it, you could find that there might be other things you can improve in the post. But generally speaking, editing a post is a whole lot easier and quicker than writing a brand new one. So you can kind of see now why this is such a good question and why it's something you should definitely be thinking about implementing on your website. So let's actually look at how you can go ahead and implement. It's actually really easy. In fact, like everything in WordPress, there's a plugin for that. There's a plugin called Last Modified Info, and I'll leave a link to it in the show description here so you can check it out. It's really easy to use. After you install and activate it, anytime you update a post, it's going to go ahead and automatically set the last updated date through that specific markup language we talked about, Schema. You don't really have to know a whole lot about Schema other than it's the metadata that Google is reading about your website, so it can easily categorize information. Things like who the author is, what the topic is, the published date, and in this case, the last modified date. Now, once you install that plugin and turn it on, there are a couple different ways you can actually display this information on your blog post so it's visible to customers. The plugin documentation is helpful when it comes to actually displaying the modified date on your website, so it's best to take a look through that. Of course, if you need any help with that, you can always email me, kyle@ogleweb.com, and I'll be glad to walk you through that personally, but it's really easy to set up. So once that's up and running, anytime you update a post, it's automatically going to update the last modified date, which is going to show Google and your visitors that you're on top of things. Okay, so I think we're at the point we can wrap up this topic, but I did want to give you a specific call to action to finish off this episode. With the information we covered today, you can easily improve your online presence by combing through old blog posts or content on your website that might be out of date. Set aside like an hour during your schedule this week and go through some of those old blog posts you wrote last year or 2 years ago or 3 years ago and just read through them really quickly. Honestly, it's not going to take as long as you think. You're probably already very familiar with the content and you'll likely know just by the title alone what to look out for. You know, information that might be dated or things within your business that have changed since you published that article originally. Now, what I would really encourage you to do is go ahead and set up a schedule for you to routinely go back through old content and check for any updates that need to be done. You could do this once a month or at least quarterly. Go back through all of your content and find ways that you might be able to update it because it's good for Google, it's good for your visitors, and because it will make keeping content fresh on your website a whole lot easier for you. It's really a win-win scenario and a great way to improve your online presence. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Hopefully you found lots of value in this. And if there's any way I can help you out with this, don't hesitate to send me an email at kyle@ogleweb.com. And I'll be glad to go through any of this in further detail or help you get this all set up on your website. And if you have any questions that you'd like to be answered here on the podcast, you can shoot me an email at the same email address. I'll be glad to turn your question into a future podcast episode. We'll catch you guys on the next one.